This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Pentagon has appointed a retired Army general to oversee military trials of suspected foreign terrorists who are being held at the U.S. prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The military also named four members of a review panel to hear appeals of any convictions or sentences. The move clears the way for the first use of U.S. military tribunals since the Second World War. From the Pentagon, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The some 660 non-U.S. citizens imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay have not been charged, and so far no date has been set for any military trials or commissions, as the Pentagon calls them. The Bush administration has designated six detainees as eligible for a possible military trial. Two have been assigned military defense lawyers. And officials see Tuesday's appointments as a big step in the process of moving forward with any trials. In a statement, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld named retired Army General John Altenberg to oversee key aspects of the trials, including appointing members of the military panels, approving any plea agreements, and approving charges against the detainees, many of whom were taken in during combat in Afghanistan in late 2001 and early 2002. Altenberg retired last year after 28 years as an Army lawyer. In addition, the Pentagon said Griffin Bell, a former judge and U.S. Attorney General in the Carter administration, and three others will serve on a review panel hearing any appeals to convictions or sentences. Panel members will be commissioned as major generals in the Army and serve two-year terms. Others on that appeals panel include former Congressman and current Pennsylvania Judge Edward Beister, Chief Justice of the Rhode Island Supreme Court Frank Williams, and former Secretary of Transportation William Coleman. The Pentagon also announced what's known as Military Commission Instruction No. 9, which lays out appeals procedures. Under the Instruction No. 9, the Pentagon says the review panel will consider written and oral arguments from the defense, prosecution, and the government of the nation of which the accused is a citizen. If the panel finds an error of law, they can return the case for further review, which could include dismissal of charges. They may also make recommendations to the Secretary of Defense on sentencing and other matters. Secretary Rumsfeld has said that any trials will be fair, impartial, and as public as possible without compromising classified information. But the announcements are not likely to stem criticism from human rights organizations, legal advocates, and other groups that say the open-ended detentions are unjust and that the military trials are stacked in favor of government prosecutors. Groups have derided the absence of outside, independent judicial review and protested earlier legal announcements that hearsay evidence will be admissible and that the government will be allowed to monitor communications between defendants and their attorneys. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, The Pentagon.